Section 3. You will hear two students called Karen and Dave discussing the assignment for their biology class. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 27. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 27. Hi, Dave. As you know, I've asked you to come here today to discuss the assignment for our biology class. We must decide what we should do about this very important research work.
The whale survey? Yeah, I was also hoping to share some ideas with you. So let's start.
OK. I've dug into some journal articles to see what sort of questions we should consider. Most of them include watching time and strongly urge it to be the top concern. What do you say?
Yeah, the watching time should be carefully chosen, since I've heard a lot of unnecessary failures concerning picking the wrong time when it all went stormy and murky, and then nothing was seen during the whole field trip. I mean, they could have avoided that easily.
Right. Then we should also pay close attention to the sea surface because no one wants to encounter the failures you just mentioned.
I think we'd better hope for the best, that it will be calm, with no choppy status.
What about the weather conditions?
That definitely should be taken into account, as it correlates with all the former factors. Most important of all, as a sighting is made, position and environmental parameters are recorded on standardized sighting pro formats, including time, visibility, position of the ship, using a global positioning system, wind speed, and wind direction.
Shouldn't there be a set limit for the visibility level, say 50 meters?
Cetaceans are really sensitive to sound. They are able to know that something's coming after them, so they would hide in order to avoid possible danger. So let's make it 100 metres, shall we?
Yeah, that might be better. Oh, in that case, we'd also need to pay attention to the appearance of the fishing boats, you know, for all the noise that they would make.
That's right. Although observations were regularly made, we know very little about whale vocalisation and how they use sound in their behavioural and social interactions. So to understand marine mammals' social interactions, we'll need to use passive acoustic recordings to track and assess the individual behaviours of whales, as well as to identify their appearance.
OK, then what about scales?
Oh, for each sighting, the number of animals should be counted. The group size, I mean. Also, we need to identify the species, possible age, and sex of the individuals.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now, listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
Speaking of identifying species, we need to find out the unique physical features of each whale. Let's start with the sperm whale. The sperm whale is the largest toothed whale, yet it's only a quarter of that of the blue whale. Its unique body is unlikely to be confused with any other species, and that distinctive shape comes from its very large, block-shaped head, which can be one quarter to one third of its length. The sperm whale's flukes are triangular and very thick. It has a series of little bumps on the back of its fluke instead of having a dorsal fin. The largest bump is called the hump by whalers and can be mistaken for a dorsal fin because of its shape and size. Then there is the northern right whale. Right whales have round bodies with arching rostrums, V-shaped blowholes, and dark grey or black skin. The most distinguishing feature of a right whale is the rough patches of skin on its head, which appear white due to parasitism by whale lice. It has no back fins at all. The blue whale's body can be various shades of bluish-grey dorsally, and somewhat lighter underneath. It has a long, tapering body that appears stretched in comparison to the stockier build of other whales. The head is flat, U-shaped, and has a prominent ridge running from the blowhole to the top of its upper lip. Lastly, are the mink whales. They are the second smallest baleen whale. The mink whale is black, grey or purple in colour. Common mink whales are distinguished from other whales by a white band they have on each flipper. Their long back and tiny dorsal fin, two-thirds of the way down their back, is quite distinctive.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.